Would everyone in the Senate chambers and our guests in the gallery please rise for a prayer by our Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs we hear, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life." Gracious God, we acknowledge that the heart is seen by us as the seat of human emotions. It does us well to search it thoroughly to make sure that all is in order, for we know that our outward behavior often reflects what is going on in our heart. Help us to weed out that which threatens our destruction and fill us with faith, hope, and love for you, towards our family, friends, and those we serve. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, here. Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, here. Searpoy, here. Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, here. Shoup, here. Sifton, here. Wallingford, here. Walsh, here. White, here. Whelan, aye. Williams.
Senator from the 15th is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 11th day, Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant
Senator
to
from Boone County.
Move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The reading of the journal is waived. Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton County.
Introduce two groups of special guests, please.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right on the bench, we have two groups of first or gubernatorial appointees from my district, Bill Burks, Jr. of Webb City for the Missouri Ethics Commission, and Mark Ellefson, Carthage, Missouri for the Missouri Housing Development Commission. My second group is our circuit clerks from the counties. We have Melissa Holcomb from Jasper County and Patty Krueger from Newton County. I would please request the Senate give them a very
Let's
warm welcome.
Let's make the two groups of guests from the Senator from Newton feel welcome in the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure today to introduce Brandon Boulware from Kansas City. Brandon is a good friend of mine and one of the finest lawyers in the state of Missouri. He is up for the Gaming Commission, and I would ask the body to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the senator, the guest from the Senator of the 7th District to the chamber today. Senator from Greene County.
Mr. President, I've got a few special guests that I'd like to introduce this morning, much to the chagrin of one Al Carter. They are standing on the left side of this chamber. Mr. Jeff Schrag, the owner and proprietor of Mother's Brewing Company. Sherry Wolgemuth, who's the executive director of the Craft Brewers Guild. And also Tyson Hunt from Logboat Brewing Company, I believe in the gentleman from Boone's district, as well as one circuit clerk, Tom Barr from Greene County. I'd ask that the body make them feel very welcome.
Let's make the guests of the Senator from Greene County feel welcome in the Senate chambers today. Senator from the Fifth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on my right and on your left today, we have with us from the city of St. Louis, from the Botanical Garden Heights neighborhood, attorney Cheryl Walker. She will be confirmed, hopefully, with the Board of Commissions to be on the Ethic Commission's board. If we can make her feel welcome, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's make the guests of the Senator from the Fifth feel welcome. Introduction to guests. Senator from the 20th District of Christian County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
To my left and to your right are two guests from Christian County. I have a friend, Barbie Barnett Steelings, who is our circuit clerk, and also Mike Robertson, and who is a former highway patrolman, retired highway patrolman, and also a former county sheriff from Christian County. Would like to ask everyone to make them feel welcome today.
Let's make the guests of the Senator from Christian feel welcome today. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce Councilman and former state representative and Dr. Sam Page. Sam is here today. He was here to testify about the PDMP bill. Sam is my predecessor in Missouri's House. He's an anesthesiologist, and he currently serves on the county council, where I believe he was instrumental in passing the St. Louis County PDMP. So if you will join me in welcoming my friend and predecessor, Sam Page.
Let's welcome Mr. Page to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a special guest today who is acting as a page for us. That would be Bella Baker right here. And I'd like everyone to make her feel welcome. And I'd like to note that her father is paying all of her expenses today.
Let's welcome this young page who's doing a great job to the Senate chambers. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, thank you. I have a very special guest today. To my left, your right, my aunt, Sue Brown, and she is also the circuit clerk of Phelps County. I would appreciate it if everybody give her a very warm welcome. Thank you.
Let's welcome Mrs. Brown to the Senate chamber today. Senator from St. Genevieve.
To introduce special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, I would like to introduce my intern for the year, Ms. Erin Warner. She's from Lamont, Missouri. She is a student at Truman State. Her major is Justice Systems, and her minor is in Agriculture Studies. We'd like the body to make her feel welcome today.
Let's welcome this young lady to the Senate chamber today as well. Senator from the 23rd.
That I would like to introduce. First of all, we have former Representative Joe Smith. He has been appointed as a member of the St. Charles Convention and Sports Facility Authority and is here today for his gubernatorial appointment here at confirmation hearing. I would also like to introduce Miss Tammy Helsing and her son Justin, who is a big hunter, by the way, and was very complimentary of some of the items in my office that had to do with deer hunting, include the deer Bigsby in my office, Mr. President. But they are here today with the Brain Injury Association of Missouri. They want everyone to be aware that the issues important to individuals with disabilities, including those resulting from brain injuries. The prevention of brain injuries is also important to Tammy and the rest of Missouri, and I would ask that the chamber help make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome all of the guests from the 23rd District to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure today to introduce our doctor of the day, Dr. David Kuhlman. He actually resides in the Senator from the 8th District, but he is employed at Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia, Missouri, which is in my district. So if you'd make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day to the Missouri Senate chambers.
President.
Senator from Greene County.
Our special guest this morning, Dr. Howard Jarvis, is a physician at Cox Hospital in Springfield, a constituent of mine, and a personal friend up here testifying on the PDMP bill this morning. Appreciate your service and your testimony this morning, Dr. Jarvis.
Let's welcome the guests from Greene County to the chambers today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and to your right, I have a very special guest, Deborah Miller. She would please stand. She's with Endless Options, the CEO of Endless Options in Fayette, Missouri, and here for MARF Day. And I would ask the body to please make her feel welcome. And I have some other special guests as well.
Let's welcome the first special guest from the Senator from Johnson County to Senate Chambers.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have in the upper gallery a couple friends of mine, William Eagle and Lincoln Hugh, and I would like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Would Mr. Eagle and Hugh please rise in the upper gallery today? I see the senator from Johnson is carrying over from the previous senator from Johnson. Let's make them feel welcome in the Senate chamber today. Senator from Cole County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is this the appropriate time to ask you if you had a nice weekend?
That is not an appropriate question for the dais.
I have a guest, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sister Elizabeth Young over here just stood up. She's to my left and to your right. As you are aware, Mr. President, it's Catholic Schools Week. I'm not sure everybody in this body knows that, but Sister Elizabeth is the superintendent of the Catholic schools here in the Jefferson City Diocese. She's been in that position for 4 years. There's over 7,000 Catholic school students in central and northern Missouri. She has a doctorate in Catholic education leadership from the Catholic University of America and a master's in education from Boston College. And if the whole body would make her feel welcome, I really appreciate it. Thank you,
Mr. President.
Let's
welcome Sister Elizabeth to the Senate chambers today.
Thank you.
Senator from Christian County.
Special guests.
Proceed.
My left and to your right are a special family from Greene County. In my district, we have John Christopher Russell, who will hopefully later today be nominated to fill the vacancy in Eastern Greene County. And then with him is his wife, Jenny Lee, and their daughter, Harper, and their son, Hudson. And I would ask that the two of them be made pages for the day to serve.
Senator, before we welcome those guests, can I inquire of you?
Yes, sir.
How long have you known the Russells?
I'm guessing not as long as you, sir.
I'll tell you some stories later.
Okay, good.
Let's welcome the Russells to the chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Due to the hour, we are going to temporarily hold the calling of the calendar and move forward so that we can get over to the House for the State of the Judiciary. So, Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of... will you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following members to act with a like committee from the Senate pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 3, Representatives Plocker, Veit, Trent, Cristofanelli, Evans 154, Mitten, Ellibrock, Mackey, Roberts 77, and Sauls. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodiman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, could you ask the Secretary to reread the Escort Committee for the Senate?
Madam Secretary, would you reread the Senate Escort Committee?
Escort Committee for State of the Judiciary, Senators Emery, Hageman, Lueckemeyer, Onder, White, Sifton, Rizzo, May, Nasheed, Holzman.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary address from the Honorable Zell Fisher, Chief Justice of the State of Missouri.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion from the Senator from Boone County signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess to receive the State of Judiciary address from the Honorable Zell Fisher.